Dr. Warren Stanton has written a book that he hopes will set the record straight about the power of our minds. In Beyond Belief, Living a Fearless Life, he explains how to use our minds to eliminate suffering and make better choices about what we are experiencing. Dr. Stanton believes that we have the power to clean up some of the mental messes we have created and get back to our true nature of a sense of harmony and fulfillment. Jennifer Morris talks with Dr. Stanton to find out more about his fascinating process.
Warren, let's jump right in. In the foreword, Marianne Cameron writes about asking you why you had written Beyond Belief, remarking that you said it was to set the record straight. What did you mean by that?
I think there needs to be a lot more information out there, Jen, about how we use our minds. Basically, we have two experiences of life, either pleasant ones or unpleasant ones, and I don't think it's really understood what makes the difference about which we choose to have. And that's quite a significant point there. We actually do have a choice. So we can live a meaningful, fulfilling life. The case that I make is that it's not dependent on our beliefs.
So how did you move, in your words, from a life of hell to one hell of a life? And I love that, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty factual. In my early years, I was basically living a hell of a life of hell, where fundamentally that unpleasant experiences are linked to fear. And if we use our mind to think based on fear, that's what causes us to have unpleasant experiences. So in my younger years, I didn't really understand how to use my mind very well. But I'd sort of been exploring it since I was a very young child, probably from about 5 years of age. It just used to intrigue me about how people use their mind. And I guess I was a student of human behaviour, which perhaps was no surprise then I went on to be a counsellor. But along the way, it kind of occurred to me that we actually do have a choice, that we do not have to have unpleasant experiences. And having found how to use my mind that way, I started to create the pleasant experience for myself.
I want to talk to you a little bit about suffering, which I think is something that most people feel like is completely out of their control and oftentimes can make us feel like we're living in hell on earth. Mm. What is your standpoint on suffering, and is there a way to eliminate it from our lives?
Certainly. Well, now, I'm defining suffering to be basically any unpleasant experience that we have. So sometimes we think suffering is just more about, you know, unpleasant sort of life events like being hungry or suffering that's going on in the world, but I mean it on a personal level. So again, it comes down to how you use your mind. If we have an instinctive sense of knowing, and we do know what is good for us, I mean, that's fairly obvious by the effect that it has on us. So, you know, if we entertain pleasant things in our mind, it results in a pleasant experience. If we entertain unpleasant things, then we have an unpleasant experience. And it's very obvious to us which we're having. So we have an instinct which points us towards a natural sense of life as being a wonderful experience. And basically, my concern is that we use our beliefs to override that. And it's a matter of reestablishing, listening to that instinct and finding that core sense of self and appreciating that it is a pleasant experience. And then if you can sense that pleasant experience, then you're capable of acting on it.
That question, how do our minds work, is just one of four that you explore. The other three being, how can we live a pleasant life without suffering, what we just talked about? Mm-hmm. How do we get a satisfying answer to any question we ask? And four, how can we live a fearless life? Dr. Stanton, is it really possible to get the answers that we seek from these questions and, more importantly, achieve the mindset to reframe how we look at life upon answering them?
Absolutely. I guess that's one of the main things that I discovered, that where I'd lived mostly by my ideas about things and what other people said and believed, that I found that we do have this source that we can refer to or consult with that will give us a sense of harmony about who we are. So meditation's sort of the primary way that we access this. So I do talk a lot in the book about the use of mindfulness to achieve that.
This story is based on five basic human experiences. Tell us about those.
The five basic experiences are that we do have this instinctive sense of knowing. Now, that might sound a simple thing, but it's actually something that we need to look quite seriously at, because it means that within us, we do know, and that's contrary to what we've mostly been told in our upbringing. So I can remember, you know, I was sort of told, you know, that my father used to say to me, look, what would you know, as a young child, as if knowing was all about having lived a life and experienced lots of different in the world and that's all there was to it. But clearly there is some other sense of knowing that we have, and a good example of it is wisdom. You know, So wisdom is not actually based on the information that you have or the experiences that you have in life. So this sense of knowing is a lot deeper than just information about the world. The second one is that we, as part of our instinct, we do want to know ourselves. So it's pointing us to that sense of self, and it's pointing us to a sense of wanting to thrive in life. So I think we've short-sold what instinct is about by calling it an instinct to survive, because that sort of means that we're kind of looking over our shoulder, wondering where the next blow is going to come from. Whereas it's more about thriving. It's more about wanting us to enjoy life, to get out there and create and be everything that we can. So the third one is the discovery that our true nature is the sense of harmony and pleasantness. Now, you look at human behaviour and you might say, well, that's not really what it looks like from the outside. And that's fair enough, because you know, we do misuse our mind and we do create unpleasant experiences for ourselves. And the weird thing is that we do it by choice. And it's kind of an interesting question. Why would we use our minds in such a way if we've got a choice? And that's a big issue that's a theme that I carry through the book. The fourth one is just that we are creators. So we like artists creating the story of our life. And you know, every moment of every day, we've got this choice. Do we listen to what feels genuinely good to us, or do we listen to what feels unpleasant? Do we listen to the fear? And the significant thing is to use our minds to change how we relate to fear. And that's quite doable. It's just part of our belief. It relates to fear. And we think that fear is a natural part of our instinct, whereas, in fact, I'll make a case that it's not. I mean, fright. Fair enough, fright is part of our instinct, but that sense of morbid fear is not part of that instinct, something that we actually create with a thinking mind. So the fifth one then is say that unfortunately we do use our objective thinking mind to create unpleasant experiences from fear. And a lot of people, when they see that there's unpleasant events happening for them, our tendency then is to blame the mind and say, look, there's something going wrong with it here. You know, I'm not really doing this. But the truth of it is that for the most part, we are. We are actually choosing to use our minds to create that unpleasantness.
What is your goal for this book?
My goal is really to get people to come to that themselves, to that core sense of knowing. That's the source of all the things that we're genuinely looking for in life.
Warren, I know that you have a couple of websites, and I want to make sure that we get those out there for our listeners.
Sure.
I know that one is a more of a personal one, and then there's one where people can purchase the book. Tell us about those.
Yes, there's two websites. The first one is a website about the book. That's warrenstanton.com. There is also another website, which is warrenstantonprocess.com. On that site, people can order the book in Australia. And also it contains more information about workshops that I do and a little bit more personal background about myself.
Wonderful. Well, Warren, thank you so much for being with us today.